What's up, fellow chatters? This is Ahmad Mansour. I just want to thank you all for giving me the support that you gave me and that I had from you guys for the last episode when skyrocketing 700k listeners, and it was actually trending on YouTube, on Instagram. So thank you very much. It means the world. Also, let me tell you about the guest that we're going to have for next episode. This guy just managed to create, him and his better half, they managed to create something that all of us needed, like a culinary, not a culinary, I would say the ultimate culinary guide when it comes to Egypt. If you ever want to dine, you go there. And I really want to know how they managed to put all those restaurants in. If you get to review food, that means you're eating all the time. So you're not exercising and you're working and you're editing and you're all doing all that. I barely eat and I gain weight just by smelling food. So without further ado, I'm not going to introduce him today. I'm going to introduce him the day that I'm going to interview him, which is the next episode. And for now, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. And roll out with the intro.
Welcome to C-Town Chatters Podcast, 2 Cents, the podcast where we dive into the minds of the most innovative and successful entrepreneurs the world has ever seen. Join us as we explore the journeys, challenges, and triumphs of the most influential entrepreneurs in the Middle East and the world. It's time to get inspired, get motivated, and get your 2 Cents. Now with your host, Ahmad Mansour.
We all know that it's not a tough cookie, that running a business is tough. But did you know that it could also take a toll on your mental health? Well, yeah, it does. It's true. Anxiety and depression are common among entrepreneurs, and it's critical and it's crucial to know the signs and seek help before it's too late. And when it's needed. If you're feeling anxious or you're feeling down, don't worry, you're not alone. I'm here. Many entrepreneurs experience mental health issues, but there are sources available that help you. You can talk to your therapist or your psychiatrist, or simply practice self-care by getting enough sleep, eating well, and exercising. First of all, I just want to get this off my chest. I'm going to call it mental health, and I'm going to call it mental issues or mental instability, because that is what it is. And I'm not going to abide by the societal intake of what it actually is when they relate it to something else, like it's a religious problem or a physical problem. No, it's not. It's a physical problem, yeah, in the brain, and it's called mental health. Mental health issues, and psychiatrists and psychologists and all these people, they dedicate a lot of years from their lives just to find the cure to help these people. So I'm not gonna say it's a mental health issue and something that needs to be addressed, just like if you have broken a bone in your leg, for example. So taking care of your mental health isn't just for you. It's also good for your business. By prioritizing your well-being, you can improve your chances of success and lead a happier, healthier life. So let's make mental health a priority. And remember that we are in this together. So what do you do? First, it is very important to understand that you're not alone in your mental health struggles. As an entrepreneur, that is. Secondly, many resources and support systems are available to help you through difficult times. Here are a few things that you can do to look after your mental health as an entrepreneur. So I divided the whole thing into 5 points, and I believe that those 5 points tackle most of it. So let's go through. Number one is make time for yourself. You are the one who have to take care of yourself. As an entrepreneur, it is easy to get caught up in work and neglect your own needs. However, it is important to take time for yourself as well. Even if it is only a few minutes a day, take some time off doing something you enjoy outside work. Go reading, go for a hike, go for coffee outside alone, go for a walk, go work out. Go fix up yourself a milkshake or or eat some ice cream. And while doing it, put in mind and bear in mind and understand that right now, I'm not thinking about work. Right now, I'm just chilling. Right now, I'm relaxing, because these are the couple of minutes that will keep me going on for one more hour. So I want to sit down. I want to relax. I want to watch like an episode of The Office or something. That's what I do, by the way. I watch an episode of The Office because it cracks me up. I watch the series like 15 times, all of it, and I keep rewatching them and I discover new things and it cracks me up and my wife thinks that I am crazy. So that's the first point. You have to make time for yourself. Number two is always seek professional help. Asking for help is not a weakness, but it's a strength. And you need to understand that when you say, please help me with that, and you're getting to do, you feel like you're reaching rock bottom, that doesn't mean that you're weak. That means that you're strong, that you do have the ability to ask other people for help. So if you're struggling with your mental health, do not ever hesitate to seek professional help. There is no shame in seeking help from a therapist or a counselor. Therapy can help you manage your mental health. I have been going to therapy for years, and it helps to have someone outside of your daily life discuss your life. See, here I'm not going to involve family. I'm not going to involve friends. I'm going to talk with someone who is going to be unbiased, someone who is going to be purely selfish, looking for something or looking for the things that will make me comfortable, even though I don't know them. Professionals in that field, they do have this capability of actually finding something that you would probably don't know about yourself, and they will let you do it, and it will make you feel really, really good about it. So point number three is join a support group. You're not alone in this journey. We're all with you. I'm doing it myself and you're doing it too. We're all taking risks with the current economical status and the current atmosphere, and all the businesses are laying off people while you're trying to start a new one. So yeah, I know it's tough. It's not as easy as it used to be. But as I said before, that the tide lifts all ships. So when you surround yourself with people that think like you and think with the same language that you think in, are optimistic and enthusiastic and they want to be better, that makes you automatically better. That gives you subconscious motive to wake up in the morning and start working. So there are many support groups for entrepreneurs, both in personal and online. These groups are a great way to connect with other entrepreneurs who understand your unique challenges. Support groups can be excellent resource for networking, advice, and moral support. Yeah, so yet again, it's a no-brainer. When you join people that have started their business or establishing their business, or they're starting to make their business, and it's either you're going to feed them information or remind yourself with that information, or they're going to be feeding you information of things that they went through, and you, now that you know how, then you know the know-how, you can actually avoid them. And that's the way that always rolls. It's like some guy told me that advice, just beware of that lawyer, he's a crook. So all right, okay, so I avoid him. See, it's that simple. Now number four, take breaks. The need to be constantly on can lead to entrepreneurship related mental health problems, and it will drain your ass. So if you want to be on 24/7 just because you're a one man team and you want to juggle everything and do it all at the same time, it's okay. But at the very same time, you need to be able to give your body what it's owed, a break, a long break, like travel to the hip, take a week, travel to Alexandria, take a week. Travel abroad, take a week, even though I don't think traveling abroad would be a good idea now. You probably need the money for your business. Plus, hey, we have to encourage internal tourism. What's up with that, though? Internal tourism. Encourage Egyptians to vacate inside the country. So the other day, I was trying to book a room at the Mena House Hotel. She told me that the night without breakfast was for 46,000 Egyptian pounds. I was like, what? What is this number? She was like, yeah, we're only doing it now. We're renting rooms with foreign rates. So You gotta take it with the foreign rates, even though I'm an Egyptian. So, well, that being said, okay, back to our topic. Point number five. Make sure you're fueling your body and mind. The wrong nutrition can be the straw that breaks the camel's back. If I had to tell you how many times I had to fix my back from that stupid straw, you wouldn't believe it. I've been so neglectful of the way I eat and the things I eat, and I have no time to cook. So, okay, I'll go to the extent in saying that I have a really, really, really good relationship with all the fast food restaurant managers in my area. A very good relationship. I mean, like, they call me up, they go like, hey, what's up, how are you? Well, I'm going like, yeah, I just ordered. They were like, yeah, we know, I just wanted to say hi, how you doing, how's your daughter? Yeah, that kind of relationship between me and my and all the managers in the area. Even the delivery boys, they all know me. It's like, hey, Mansoor, how are you? Yeah, take it this, take that, yeah, here's your tip, thank you, bye. Anyways, so fueling your body is a very important aspect. So as an entrepreneur, you're constantly under pressure to perform, meet deadlines, and deliver results. If you're not careful, it can affect your mental health. That's why it's important to ensure that you take care of yourself mentally and physically. A healthy diet, enough sleep and exercise, and managing stress are crucial to maintaining mental health. There are other alternatives, of course, like taking a supplement to improve your cognitive and mental abilities, while caring for your physical health can deliver great short-term and long-term results. So following these steps can help you reduce stress and improve your mental health. So before I end up the episode, I just wanted to share with you something. I know that all people say that when I start my business, they call it, it's my baby. I wouldn't go as far as describing it that. I would describe it as it's something that I put effort in so that I can diversify my sources of income. Because when you have a real baby, you would know the kind of responsibilities that you need towards him and the kind of responsibilities that you need toward yourself so that you can be able to complete the responsibilities that you're supposed to be doing to the baby. So for example, whenever the baby sleeps, you're going to sleep. Whenever the baby eats, you're going to try and eat. Whenever the baby is like taking a nap, you will rest your back on the couch and put your head on a pillow and just like rest, chill. And that's how it is. That's the only point of relevance between your business, an entrepreneur, and a baby. If you treat your business just like you treat your baby, that is how it's going to be. But I wouldn't go as far as calling a baby, of course, Leno, you don't do that. It's like, not you're if you're a writer and you're like mid-page, you don't go like, oh, okay, I will take a break now for 5 minutes. No, you keep on going. So you have to treat your business as if it's like not the baby, but the things that you do to the baby, if you know what I mean. But vice versa, the doings but not the doings. I hope you got that riddle that I was saying at the very end. Thank you for listening, and I hope that this episode goes viral as well. And this was Mansoor. Peace out.
Thank you for listening to 2 Cents, where we learn from the sharks of the business from all around the world, with your host Ahmed Mansoor. Stay inspired.